You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The reading today is from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 through 25. You shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you are sitting in your house, and when you are walking by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, as long as the heavens are above the earth. For if you will be careful to do all this commandment that I command you to do, loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and holding fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations before you, and you will dispossess nations greater and mightier than you. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours. Your territory shall be from the wilderness to the Lebanon, and from the river Euphrates, to the western sea. No one shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will lay the fear of you and the dread of you on all the land that you shall tread, as he promised you. The subject this week for the meditations is on the common life, and I can think of no better passage to talk about common life than this one in Deuteronomy 11. Deuteronomy means a second law. It's kind of, if you will, a repackaging of what Moses gave in the Sinai covenant, putting it in a way that motivates you and me to carry out those laws, and then giving us sort of instructions about those laws, and then concluding, giving a conclusion to these laws. And that's the way Deuteronomy is set up. Chapters 1 through 11 is the platform, of which chapter 11 is the rhetorical high point for motivating us to do what we need to do to carry out the law. And then the chapter 12 to 28 is the hard work of actually doing the law. And then 29 to 34, the conclusion of the book itself, something like the transition of power and the ending of Moses' life and ministry. So let's take a look at this particular passage and see what it tells us, how it motivates us to be motivated to be or to practice what the law wants us to be. And in order to be, we have to practice at what we are. It's like practice makes perfect, that character is built by customs, according to Aristotle, which really epitomizes godly truth for the way that the Jews would have lived out the law and the way that we want to live out the kind of calling that God has given us in the covenant. So let's look at I'm going to look at just two or three verses here, 19 through 20, actually two verses. So it says we're supposed to talk about the law when we're sitting, when we're walking, when we're lying down, when we're rising, and we're supposed to write them on doorposts. So sitting, you might think about how we can do this, how we can, when we're sitting, how we can actually carry out the law. Well, it's by talking about it. In our house, we talk about the meditation passages, morning at the breakfast table and evening when we come back together at the end of the day. Or at least something, some kind of nugget or inspiration that we can take with us in the morning and then reflect on in the evening. When we're walking, I mean, think about times that we're traveling to and from work. For me, I like to actually play an inspirational recording while I'm driving the long drive between Detroit and my university. Lying down. When we're, you know, can't sleep at night, let's rehearse the words of God. For me, I actually meditate on Psalm 119 at It both is truthful, but it also is induces sleep. And so I've memorized Psalm 119. When I wake up in the night and I can't sleep, I'll just, you know, memorize and recite a couple of passages, a couple of sections of Psalm 119. When we're rising, I mean, think about how in our house, for example, we rise every day to pray, to praise, to read the law of God, to read the word of God. And then in terms of writing them down on the doorposts, how can I make the law of God something that is before my eyes? You know, little signposts, little cards with the word of God, or even symbols or pictures that remind us of the truth of God's word on our walls, or wherever it is that we our eyes cast its glance. So these are all ways that we kind of incorporate the practices that will cause us to be what God calls us to be. And my final question, and the question I'd like us all to think about, is how can I build into my life and my family's life reminders of what my commitment is to the Lord?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.